This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Child care in Wisconsin is expensive and hard to find. At the same time, child care providers are one of the lowest paid workers in the state. Now, temporary federal pandemic aid for child care providers is ending, and Corrine Hess reports workers and families could face difficult choices.
When Diana Wells found out she was pregnant in 2018, she started searching for reliable child care. And then she heard horror stories about potential providers in the Madison area being understaffed and unexpectedly shutting down.
And the cost was incredible.
Wells told her story at an event in New Glarus. While pregnant, she joined a year-long waiting list to get into Corrine's Little Explorers, which is owned by her sister-in-law, Corrine Hendrickson. But it's an hour drive from Wells' home in Verona. Now, her 4-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter are at Corrine's Little Explorers. She says her children are thriving, but to make it work, Wells had to cut back her hours as a teacher in the Verona area school district.
2 hours of my day is spent in the car when I can't be prepping for my lessons, I can't be grading.
Her story is not unusual. Child care in Wisconsin is expensive and hard to find. A report from the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association found over half of the state is in a child care desert. A separate report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the average two-income household in Wisconsin spends 17% of their income on care for one child. For the last 3 years, Wisconsin child care providers have been buoyed by a federal pandemic relief program that helped them improve pay for their employees while keeping tuition costs for families down. In June, funding for that program, called Child Care Counts, will be cut in half. Democratic Governor Tony Evers included $340 million in his state budget proposal to stabilize the program. So far, that funding remains intact, but it's seen as at risk as Republicans rewrite the budget. And preserving that funding is the subject of a statewide campaign among child care professionals and advocates. Sean Fettaplace is with Main Street Alliance, a liberal trade group for small businesses. He says the future of child care counts affects everyone.
If we don't get at least a good amount of funding to that program, I think you're going to see mass exodus of staff. And you're also going to see huge rate increases for parents, too. And I don't think that gets fully appreciated yet, just like how devastating this would be.
Even as the cost of childcare has risen, childcare providers themselves often struggle to earn a living wage. The average pay for the profession is between $7 and $12 an hour, making it one of the lowest paid occupations in the state, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. But there's also a limit to how much providers can charge parents. Some families already decide to have a parent leave the workforce rather than pay the high cost of daily care. State data shows about 4,900 child care providers across the state received an average of $116,000 each through the Child Care Counts program. An October survey of Wisconsin providers found 60% will have to increase tuition when the program expires. Back at the New Glarus event, Wanda Legler says she spent her career in the child care industry because it suits her. But at age 70, Legler says she's fed up that the government hasn't done more to improve wages. She thinks it's because some legislators don't support careers for women.
A lot of these people making the decisions, they honestly feel that we should just be home, taking care of our kids. And I've seen it and I've bumped into it over and over and over again.
After several hours, the event wraps up with parents feeling grateful and providers hopeful. And right now, Diana Wells has figured out what works best for her family. But she's already starting to worry about next year, when her son starts kindergarten in Verona and her daughter is an hour away at a New Glarus daycare. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.